This is Adam Novotny, and welcome to Enkindle Family Scripture Reflections. Today we'll be looking at the readings for Sunday, November 20th, 2022, the Feast of Christ the King. And so we begin with a prayer. You are Christ, my Holy Father, my tender God, my great King, my good Shepherd, my only Master, my best helper, my most beautiful and my beloved, my living bread, my priest forever, my leader to my country, my true light, my holy sweetness, my straight way, my excellent wisdom, my pure simplicity, my peaceful harmony, my entire protection, my good portion, my everlasting salvation. Amen. So here we are, the last Sunday of the liturgical year, when the church celebrates the solemnity of our Lord Jesus Christ, King of the universe, or as we simply know it, Christ the King. And we just heard in that prayer, which is just a portion of a longer prayer by Saint Augustine, Jesus is so many things: shepherd, bread, priest, father, etc. And he's also a tiny, helpless baby. For as we're closing the year, we begin to turn our eyes to Advent and prepare for Jesus to come as a little baby. And Jesus, since he is God, can be lots of things all at once, even things that seem like a contradiction. He can be that helpless little baby, but still the great all-powerful God. He can be God and man. He can be the lion and the lamb. He can be the lamb and the shepherd all at the same time. He can be the priest who offers the sacrifice and the sacrifice itself, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. He can be the sacrifice, the lamb, but he can also be the bread. He can be bread and the Word made flesh. He can be flesh and bone, but also rock, for he's the rock of our salvation. And he can be the cornerstone upon which the foundation of our faith is built, but then mysteriously he's also the stone rejected by the builders. He can be the servant, and he can be the ruler, the king. So there we are, arriving now at Jesus as king. This feast is called Christ the King. So kids, listen close, because now you can sound really smart to your parents and tell them, hey mom, did you know that the word Christ is the Greek word for anointed one, which is Hebrew for Messiah? And your mom will say, you are so smart. When did you learn Greek and Hebrew? You can tell them, Enkindle taught me. So this feast is a reminder that Jesus is the anointed one, the Messiah, the Christ, and the King. And Jesus told us exactly who he is, because the Israelites were waiting for the Messiah, the anointed one, and they were waiting for hundreds of years. If you remember, in a reading from Luke, Jesus reads from Isaiah. He's in the temple, and he takes up the scroll and reads, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me. There's that word, because he has anointed me. To proclaim good news to the poor, he sent me to proclaim freedom to the prisoners, and to recover sight for the blind, to set the oppressed free, and to proclaim a year of favor. And he rolls up the scroll, and he gives it back to the attendant, and sits down, and everyone's looking at him. And he says to them, today this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing. Why? Because he is the anointed one. That scripture written 700 years ago is finally fulfilled. Christ has come. He is saying, I am the one. I'm the one that you've been waiting for. It's me. I am the anointed one. I am the Christ. And that was written 700 years before Jesus. And another 300 years before that, 1,000 years before Jesus, David was anointed by Samuel and became a great king. And we hear this in the first reading for this Sunday in 2 Samuel chapter 5. When all the elders of Israel came to David in Hebron, King David made an agreement with them before the Lord, and they anointed him king of Israel. And like we just heard in a gospel reading just this week, the blind man cries out to Jesus, Son of David, have pity on me. And so now we have the new king, who is the Son of David, the Anointed One, the Messiah. And we inherit this kingdom. St. Paul tells us that, and we hear it in the second reading today, which is from Colossians chapter 1. St. Paul says, God delivered us from the power of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. Well, if we've been transferred to a kingdom, then there has to be a king. And even the thief on the cross knew this, for we hear it in the gospel in Luke 23, when the thief says, Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. He is the king. And he tells us, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Jesus is the Christ, the Messiah, the Anointed One of God, who is King of the universe, and we can now enter into that heavenly kingdom because he ransomed himself as the Lamb of God in expiation and in forgiveness for our sins, so that we could be together with him as inheritors of the kingdom, and we can be in heaven forever. This is how much the King loves us. And so we too are priest, prophet, and king, just as Jesus is, because the kingdom of Jesus has been transferred to us, just like St. Paul says in the second reading. And so just like the thief, we say, Jesus, remember me, for you are reigning on your throne, just as Isaiah foretold 700 years before you came. Isaiah tells us, I saw the Lord, high and exalted, seated on a throne, and the train of his robe fills the temple. Above him were the angels, the seraphim, each with 6 wings. 2 wings cover their faces, 2 wings cover their feet, and with 2 they're flying. And they're calling out to one another, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord Almighty. The whole earth is full of his glory. And so this too is our prayer. Holy, 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 Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. All praise and glory and honor to Christ the King, now and forever. Amen.
This episode of Enkindle is brought to you by The One Best Thing, the new interactive book and multimedia series from the team at Ablaze Family Ministries, and it will help each person in your family and in your parish family to encounter and respond to Jesus. You can order your copy and learn more by going to ablazefamily.org/onebestthing.